Let's start Hilchos Tanios. So as we have to do, we start with the Koseres, where the Rambam says there's one mitzvah. Okay, mitzvah says achas, v'hi lizok lifnei Hashem mechol esar gedola shlo tavo al hatzibur. Now it's interesting that he doesn't mention the word fasting in the Hakdama, in the Koseres. And there's some controversy as far as what his girsa was. But basically he says, what's the mitzvah? There's a positive commandment to cry out to God when there is a time of great trouble, that affects it basically B'nai Yisrael. Okay, so there's a mitzvah to cry out to God when there's a great tragedy that befalls the Jewish people. And now he's going to explain what that is. Okay, Perek Aleph. I think the familiarity of Hilchos Tanios comes out in Perek Hei. The last Perek is the one that most people are familiar with because that's where he brings down Tisha B'Av and Asar B'Tavis, etc. But as you'll see, the halachas of Tainis are much broader, there's a lot more to it than simply the fast that we have the custom to do today. So, Perek Aleph Aleph, mitzvah saseh min haTorah, lizok ulahariya b'chatzotzrotz, al kol tzar shetov al tibor. So the first mitzvah, and again, his explanation of the Koseres, the mitzvah is to cry out, okay, and to blow the trumpets. Okay, now these are the trumpets that are in the temple, which is, as he's quoting from a pasuk in a second, anytime there is a tzara that falls upon B'nai Yisrael, Shenemar, al hatzar hatzora eschem, vahare osem b'chatzotzrotz. Okay, klomar, kol davarish yitzar lachem, gagon b'tzores v'deber v'arbech yotzmehen, zaku alein v'heriyu. So, whenever there is some type of a terrible thing happening to the Jewish people, now, again, it's not, he's going to go through categories in Perek Beis, but basically means there's different versions, concepts of what exactly is a tzara, but the examples he gives for now are going to be things like famine or dever, literally, I mean, from the Esther Makos pestilence, but here it means like a plague, or there's locusts, or things like this. In these situations, what do we have to do? We got to sound the chatzotzros. You got to blow the chatzotzros to recognize that this is the case, that there's a tzara taking place. So it's interesting that in order for the tzara to now become something of halachic validity, you must blow the chatzotzros. So in halacha base, he explains, v'davar zeh midarchei hatshuva hi. Right? So this is one of the ways of tshuva. Again, it's not tshuva itself. Fasting itself isn't tshuva. It's a derech tshuva. Shebizman shetov otzara, because when something bad does happen to B'nai Yisrael, v'yizaku aleha, and we cry out, v'yariyu, yedu akol. So then everyone will know, shebiglal ma'asam haroim, hora lehen. It's a very interesting idea. The Rambam's not saying that the tzara is definitely from God. He's saying, but if we call out, if we play the, if we blow the chatzotzros, everyone will know that the reason why this is happening is because of the evil things that we have done. Alright, kakasuv avonosechem hatu. Vzeh, hu she yigrom lahem lahasi or tzara meleim. And this realization, right, will cause the tzara to be removed. So that's the solution. However, halacha gemel, aval im lo yizak of lo yariyu, but if we don't do this, if we don't cry out, right, elo yomru davar zeh min ha'olam. Again, if for those who know the Rambam's hashkafa, it's almost a shock to read this. So if someone says, oh, you know, this is basically natural law, it's natural law, right? Mimun ha'olam yiralanu. It happened purely through a chance. Vitzarezu nikra nikres, right? And this is just chance that this took place. Harezu derech achzarius, right? This is it's very interesting his language, but this is the way of cruelty. Vigoremis lahem lidabek maseim raim. And because of that, we'll continue doing our evil actions. Okay, betosev at tzaros acheros. And then more and more bad things are going to happen to B'nai Yisrael. Hu shekasa b'Torah, v'halechtem imi b'keri, v'halachti imachem b'chamas keri. Okay, kolomar, kisha avi alechem tzara, kadei shetashuvu. Right, so what does that pasuk mean? It means that when I bring something bad to happen to you, so that you do tshuva, in tomo shehu keri, osif lechem chamas oso keri. If you say basically it's basically a chance occurrence, I'm going to add to the punishment, okay? I'm going to add another tzara, what do you call it, because of this type of attitude. So it's almost like it perpetuates itself. The more we say it's natural, the more God will continue punishing us with more and more tzaras, okay? Halacha dalet. Now, that's deraisa. Umedivrei sofrim, okay? Now, the rabbinical law, lehisanos al kol tzara shetavo. So again, note that mi deraisa, there is no chi of deraisa to fast. The chiyuv d'oraisa is to lahazik ulahariya using the chatzotzrot. The rabbanon come along and introduce the idea of fasting. So we're supposed to fast in every tzara shetova ala tzibor that falls upon Bnei Yisrael ad shiyirachmunu. Shiruchamu mina shemayim. Until basically we see some sort of idea of the minas harachamim operating. And for these types of fast days, zoakim betfilo, so we cry out in davening, umischaninin, right, and we say more supplications, umarim bechatzotzros bavad, and we only blow the chatzotzros outside the mikdash. Vimayu bemikdash, but if we're in the mikdash, marim bechatzotzros uveshofar, then we blow the chatzotzros and the shofar. Hashofar mekatzer, so the shofar is a short sound, vachatzotzros marichos, and the chatzotzros, the trumpets, a longer sound. Shemitzvah sayom bechatzotzros, because the mitzvah of the day is in the trumpets. Vein token bechatzotzros v'shofar ke'echad, elu b'mikdash. And we only blow the shofar and chatzotzros together in the base of mikdash, and emar bechatzotzros v'kol shofar haril lifnei hamelech Hashem. So that's halacha dal. Halacha hey. Now tanius elu shegoz in alatibur b'nei atzaros in an yom achar yom. So they'll never have a situation where chazal will be gozer of multiple fast days, meaning consecutive fast days because of a tzara on the tzibor. So you'll never have consecutive fast days. Shein rov tzibor, yichol mamo b'davar zeh. So again, not because they wouldn't want to, they just recognize that most people cannot handle fasting more than one day in a row. Vein gozrin b'tchila tainis, ela b'sheni b'shabes, uv'chamish shalacharav, uv'shen shalacharav. This should have some familiarity, but basically, when is a tainis ever been gozer on tzibor? Either on Monday, or the Thursday, or the following Monday. So basically, Monday, Thursday, Monday, that's the pattern that fast days take place until the tzara is lifted and God, through God expressing his rachamim on Bnei Yisrael. Halacha vav, ein gozrin tainis ala tzibor, lo b'shabbosos lo yom tovim. Now you cannot create a tainis tzibor on either Shabbos or Yontif. Right? V'chein ein token behen lo b'shofar b'lo b'chatzotzros. So you're not allowed to blow the shofar, the chatzotzros. But not only that, you can't even change your tefillah. That's very, very important. You're not allowed to go ahead and cry out to God, right, and offer supplications in tefillah on Shabbos, okay? So you see that. You see that by the fact you're not gozer tainis tzibor. So what are the exceptions? Elaim kein, hay se'ir she'kifu agoyim. Right, one example, an exception where you would be allowed to do something, have a tainis tzibor and be zoek and mischane betfila, would be, for instance, let's say there's a city that's surrounded by non-Jews, o nahar o sfina mitrefes bayam, or let's say a boat is sinking in the ocean, afilu yachad or nirdaf im tenei goyim, they list him, even if an individual is being chased after by robbers, for instance, right, or the ruach ra, we'll say literally the evil spirit, right, zoek and mischane lehem betfila. Then you would be able to cry out for them in tefillah. Ava ein token, right? Ela imkein tiku l'kabe tzizam lazar osam latzilam. But we don't blow shofar. We only blow shofar if it means gathering people together to try and save those people who are in need. Okay, so he says alach zayin v'chein ein gozrin tainis b'tchila rosh chodashim. You don't gozrin tainis on rosh chodesh or b'chanukah purim or nor chanukah purim but b'chol shem moed. V'mischil lisano sal tzara afil yom echad. But let's say a very difficult situation emerged and the people started fasting on one of these days, okay, and the schedule ends up coming out that the fast will come out on one of these days. Then if they started fasting on that day, they can finish the fast on that day. You just can't be maskilit. And of course it's a bidyevet situation, but you just can't be maskil or gozer fast to begin on one of those days. Halacha ches. Now, a tainis tzibor that's gozer on Bnei Yisrael, tainis elu shemisanin ala tzaros, emisanin behen lo ubaras lo manikos lo ketanim. So pregnant women, nursing women, and little kids are excluded from having the fast in a tainis tzibor. Umutarin lechob alayla, and you're allowed to go ahead for any tainis tzibor and eat at night. Afapi shemisanin lo machar, even though you're going to be fasting tomorrow, chutz mi tainios hamatar, except for a tainis that's really being set for rain, kamoshi yizbara. He'll explain this later on. The chol tainis she'ochlim ba b'layla, anytime you're allowed to eat at night, right? Because remember, the halachic yom starts at night. So it's an odd idea that we have a tainis we could still eat at night. Anytime we could eat at night, beim tzibur ben yachid, harei ze ochel v'shose ad sh'yala amud ha'shachar. You're allowed to eat a drink until dawn. If a guy didn't sleep, but if a guy did go to sleep, He can't sleep and then wake up before alos and then eat. That he would not be allowed to do in a tiny tzibor. Halacha tes. Now, kashem shat tzibor mis'anin al tzarasan. Now, it's just like you have a tiny tzibor for everyone to be, excuse me, for the tzibor to fast because of something that's taking place to the community at large. Kacha yachid mis'anin al tzarasan. If something's having an individual tzara, something's happening to a person individually, he's also allowed to go ahead and fast because of its tzara. So what's a case? Ketza. Harishahayu lo chole. For instance, if a person's sick, or toa b'midbar, or let's say he's wandering in the desert, asur beis asur, and he's stuck in jail, yesh lo lihisano solav, he should fast for this. Ulvakish rachem v'tivlasto, and to ask mercy from God in his davening. V'omer anenu b'chol tefila shem yispala. And he should add in the tefila of anenu in Marev and Shacharis mincha. V'lo yisane b'shabasos, v'lo m'mo'ados, lo b'shachar Hashem, lo chanukhapurim. But still, he still can't do this individual fast day on any one of the days he mentioned before. Halacha yud. Now, kol tainish lo kibla av yachim mibod yom, ain't a tainis. That's a very important halacha. If you're going to go ahead and take upon yourself a tainis, you must accept it upon yourself from the day before. Okay, if you didn't do it, it's not a tainis. Ketzad. Mekabla kashi yispal tefilas mincha. So when you daven mincha the previous day, you say you have in mind that you're going to accept the fast. Omer achar tefila, after you finish davening, machar ehe betanyas. You say, tomorrow I will go ahead and fast. V'gomer b'libo lizanos l'machar. And you come to a conclusion that you will fast tomorrow. Afa pishu ocha b'layla, even if he ate at night, lo hifsik klum. V'cheinim gomer b'libo, v'kibo alav lizanos shlosh arba yomim ze'achazeh. And let's say a guy decided that he's going to fast consecutive days, which you can do. A guy says, I'm going to fast Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right? He's allowed to. Afa pishu ocha kol laila v'laila lo hifset taniso. Even though he eats every night, right, between those various days, he hasn't lost anything from his tainis. And he would not need a new intention for every single day. So the idea of a tainis yachid does not mean a person's fasting 24 hours. It means he can eat at night. And if he does consecutive days of fasting, he would be allowed to eat on the nights in between each day of fasting. Halach yad aleph. Now, kibo lov mibod yom li'sano samachar bilvad v'sanes. Let's say a guy said to himself, I'm going to go ahead and take upon myself to fast tomorrow alone, right? And he fasted. Uva laila nimlach li'sanos b'yom sheni, right? But he said he changed his mind about fasting on the second day, right? Meaning he wants to continue it. The afa pish lon betaniso, even though there was a break, okay, ain't a tainis v'neshlo kibbal lon mod yom. But since he didn't have in mind in the kabbalah of the tainis to do multiple days of fasting. So each day of fasting would require its own kabbalah. He didn't do that. Vein sarach lomar shahaya ochel v'shoser b'lada v'shkan boker v'nim lach yisano she'inzet tainis klal. And of course, if he ate at night and then woke up in the morning and decided he wanted to fast, that's not considered a tainis at all. So each day of tainis requires its own Kabbalah, unless he had in mind to go ahead and have multiple days of fasting, where he had in mind initially at the first day of fasting, that would be the case. Halach yud beis, harua cholam ra. Okay, this is important. Person sees it has a bad dream. Tzarech lisanos l'machar, you must fast the next day. Kadesh yashuv yalar b'maisav. What's the objective? Because if you have a bad dream, a person has to do some introspection and search himself. V'yichapes behem yachzer b'tshuva. And to obviously return to tshuva. Mis'ane v'afilu b'shabbos. That's the one situation where you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. If it's for a cholam ra. Umispala anina b'chol tefila. Af b'shlo kibbalav mod yom. And again, this doesn't follow the normal rules of a tainis. He doesn't have to have a kabbalah. Because it's right after he has the cholam. He should take upon himself the fast. Now mis'ane b'shabbos. Mis'ane yom acher. Mezhebita onik Shabbos. So what's very interesting is that we call it a punishment. But since he ended up fasting on Shabbos, what does he have to do? He has to go ahead and fast another day, right, to make up for the fact that he lost Onik Shabbos, because a person's chayav to eat on Shabbos. So he lost out on his Onik Shabbos, and because of that, he must fast another day to do tshuva for the fact that he ended up fasting on Shabbos. Okay, Misana Adam Shos, that's also a very interesting halacha. A person's allowed to actually fast for a few hours. V'hu shelo yochal klum shahayom. And it's only if, for example, he doesn't eat for the remainder of the day. Ketzad. Hare shahaya tar b'chafetzav. So let's say he's busy doing whatever he does. U'misasek b'tzorcha. V'lo achal ad chatzos. O ad tesha shos. So let's say he was, if you want to put it in today's terms, he was engaged in intermittent fasting. He didn't eat until chatzos or until 9 hours in a day. And he says, you know what? I'm going to finish off the rest of the day by fasting. All right? I haven't eaten already for 9 hours. I might as well take myself home. Then he could fast those last few remaining hours, and he can say anenu. Right? Because ultimately, he accepted upon himself a Kabbalah of fasting before he actually engaged in fasting. Even if he ate or drank, and even if he ate or drank and then said, you know what, I want to fast the last few remaining hours of the day, that's considered some type of tainus. It's called tainus shows. It's a unique type of fasting experience. Okay. Halacha yadalad. Kala shari betainus, bain shahayim isana al tsaraso al chalomo, bain shahayim isana imatibro tsarasam. So whenever a person's engaged in fasting, no matter what kind of fasting it is, hare ze lo yinog idunin ba'atzmo, okay? So it's very important that he not, indulge himself in too many happy types of things. Lo yaka rosho, he should not be lightheaded. Lo yes sameach v'tovlev, he shouldn't be happy. Right? Ela doeg v'onin. Right? Inin shenemar, he should be worried. He should really be worried and serious. Shenemar ma yisone adam chai gever achatov. Right? Umutal l'tomas atavshio. That's interesting. If a person is fasting, he's allowed to taste the dish that's being cooked. Va'afilu b'chdei revius, even up to revius. Vehu shelo yivla elatoma polit. As long as he tastes it and spits it out. Shachach v'achal, masham taniso. But if he decides to go ahead and he tasted the meatballs that are being cooked for tonight, and he accidentally swallowed it, he should still finish his tainus in these situations. Okay, let's see if we can finish the parak. Halacha tesvav, yachid shahayim misana ala chole v'nisrapeh. Let's say I'm fasting for someone who's sick, and the sick person becomes better. Al tzara v'avra, or what it called? There's a tzara that I'm fasting for, and it passes by. Hareza mashem taniso. You don't stop fasting halfway through. So let's say, I was fasting because there was, a drought, and all of a sudden it starts raining, you finish off the fast. Ha'olach mimakom shemisanin lemakom shemisanin. This is a minag issue, but let's say I go from a city where they are fasting to a city where they're not fasting. Hareza misanin, umashem taniso. You still have to finish your fast. Ha'olach mimakom shemisanin lemakom shemisanin. Hareza misanin imayim. That's very interesting. So if I went from Modi'in to Chashmo, and in Chashmo they are fasting, but in Modi'in they're not fasting, I have to fast because I'm in Chashmo. Shachach v'achal v'shasa, al yisra b'fneim v'al yino gidona ba'atzmo. But let's say you forgot. Let's say in Chashmo they're fasting and you forgot. You've got to keep yourself hidden. People shouldn't see you indulging and enjoying the day. That would be a very, very bad thing for people to see. Halacha tezayin, tzibor shayu misanen al geshamim v'yardol ha'en geshamim. Just what I was saying before. Let's say a tzibor is fasting on rain, and all of a sudden it starts to rain. Before noon. Im kodem chatzos, yardu, lo yashlimu, right? If it happened before chatzos, they should not finish the fast. Ela oklin v'shosin, rather they should eat a drink. U'miskansin v'korin halal gadol. This is one of the only times, there's only twice in halacha, that halal gadol is ever read. One is by Tainus, and another one's by the Seder. This is one of them. Everyone gets together and says halal gadol. She'ein omrim halal gadol, el benefesh shveya v'karis mleya. You only, what do you call it? You only say halal gadol when like you're full and you're satisfied. Vim acher chatzos, if it's after chatzos, it started raining. Hol v'aver rov yom b'kedusha yashli matanisan. Then you should sit there and fast the rest of the day, because most of the day, so to speak, passed in kedusha. V'chenim hayu misanin al tzar v'avra o al shmadu bital. Or let's say they were fasting on a tzar and it passes over and it passes in kodem chatzos lo yashlimu vim acher chatzos yashlimu. So you see the difference between what affects the yachid versus what affects the tzibor. And finally, okay, so this is a little bit of the procedure that takes place whenever there's a public fast day because of a tzara. Okay, so what happens? The Beis Din and the sages, they get together in shul. Ubotkin al maisei anshi ha'ir, right? It's a very fascinating thing. They basically get together, they take the list of everyone who lives in the city, and they go over how these people have behaved. Ma'achar tefil shacharis ad chatzei yom. From Shacharis until halfway through the day. Umasirina mechsholos shalaveros, right? And they remove, so to speak, the various mechsholos that lead people to sin. Umasirin, and they give warnings. V'doshin v'chokrin, and they investigate. Because it says, Bayona al bale chamas v'averos umafrishin osan. And those people who are sinners, they separate them out. V'al bale zroa umashmilin osan. Or what it called? Also, for people who, let's say, are people who pursue violence and things like that, they humble them. So basically, they take the people who are not behaving well in the community and really get them in line. Okay. Now, from halfway, from noon until evening time, right? Korn bebrachos who call Hashem Torah. They read from the brachos and kolos in the Torah. Shenemar Musar Hashem bani al timas val tikos betochoso. And then finally, umaftir benavi betochos minyan tzarah. They pick a haftorah that has to do with tochacha, with admonition. Revia yom acharon, the last part of the day, mispala mincha umischanen vizuakim misvanim kichokam. The last part of the day, they daven mincha, lots of supplications, lots of crying out, and they do vidui, they confess to the greatest strength they possibly can. So this is actually what takes place on a Tainus Tzibor, very, very interesting formula.